This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we've had some pretty fascinating discussions here with regard to the appearance of Paul Eno on last week's episode of the Paracast, where he was talking about the multiverse. And I got the impression here, if you look at the forums, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe some feel he went a little too far, a little too all-inclusive in these endless reality changes.
Yeah, and I do kind of agree with that. I have a hard time dealing with just some buzz terms in physics, the collapsing of wave function and that sort of thing, to try to explain all paranormal phenomena, or at least connections between them. He kind of left me left me cold with all that. I didn't know exactly how to refute what he was saying at the time, but after thinking about it for a while, I think it's a little bit more complicated than that, and you can't just look at a many worlds interpretation of reality and the collapse of wave function to explain as a one size fits all explanation, let's put it that way, for possible convergent points between paranormal phenomena. So, I think it's way grossly oversimplifying what we're dealing with.
Well, I think it's like everything else. It's the effort to try to find some kind of workable explanation, and sometimes you're pressing too many levers. You want everything to fit in one box because many boxes can become complicated. So instead of having a completely separate box, these are dead people, these are missing links, these are flying saucers from Zeta Reticuli or something, you throw it onto a big box and you homogenize it and pasteurize it, and now you've got reality, I guess.
Yeah, if only it was that simple.
Well, I don't know. I sometimes think of the possibility we are in ever-changing realities. But I would go with that things sometimes change in ways that we don't perceive, but suddenly we're at loggerheads with it. And part of that is just we just don't understand, really. And right now we have quantum mechanics. Let's make everything in the world quantum mechanics. And next year it'll be warp drive. I don't know. In any case, the point is he's asking questions, which is good.
I'd much rather have a conversation with someone that's using creative thinking and trying to apply science to something as opposed to, the 99% of people out there that are just spouting off what they hear on their television and what they, see on a hoax site on the Internet. At least the man is educated, has a passion for the subject that enables him to spend the kind of time that you need to research and dive into these subjects instead of just accepting everything lock, stock, and barrel like you see at any David Wilcox, Corey Good symposium.
Well, that's it, too. Also, I think people are unfortunately a little too vulnerable sometimes. Though we did hear some good news recently. One of the earliest guests on the Paracast, and we really gave him a pretty harsh treatment, and he deserved it, was this guy, Sean David Morton.
Oh, God.
He claimed to be everything, psychic, and he knew everybody. Of course, unfortunately, none of the people he claimed to have known knew him. I guess the police knew him because he and his wife had been sentenced to terms that even Bernie Madoff didn't get, like hundreds of years in jail.
Did they get sentenced?
The last I heard, it was something in our forums about it.
No, I don't think they've been sentenced yet.
But they're facing hundreds of years in jail.
Yeah, they're facing over 600 years in prison.
Well, that's okay. I mean, they believe they could live forever, right? So, I don't know. I just think, obviously, any money they've taken from people, they'll never return. So, unfortunately, things like that just never really work the way you want them to.
Now we got to get people who have been built by others in the field.
These were really drastic, I understand. It's not simple bilking. It's not buying a book that's fake or going out on a trip to see if you can see flying saucers and paying a little bit too much for that. This was a lot of money, I think, this duo was doing. So, you know, couldn't happen to better people. Like I said, I don't like to see people be stuck in prisons, but if you do something, you know, you have to do the time. That's how it goes. So there it is, Sean David Morton. And not too long ago, it was funny, I was going to guest host on somebody else's paranormal type radio show, or sometimes paranormal show. And we decided not to do it because my approach was a little bit too, as I say, critical. This was somebody who believed in Sean David Morton, by the way, and was amazed, surprised when I explained to her, no, this is not what's going on. Anyway, we're glad that we have cutting edge people on the show like Paul Eno, and he'll be back in the future. And hopefully we'll discuss these things in more detail, at least to start thinking about possibilities of the paranormal. I think we'll ask our guest today, Stan Gordon, who is a longtime researcher from Pennsylvania, not only about all the new cases out there, Pennsylvania is sure a hotbed of activity, but also about his feelings of multiple dimensions, explanations, and such like that. Also getting a lot of comments to Ray Stanford's appearance a couple of weeks ago, where he reminisced about the contactees of the 1950s. And one of our forum members who will be on the show possibly in a few weeks still insists that Daniel Fry, I guess you've read this, Chris, Daniel Fry seemed to know a lot about science, more than you'd expect him to know, and stuff that he was writing about that relates to current developments. Have you been following that discussion?
A little bit. You know, I'm not that familiar with Daniel Fry. I do have one of his books, I think, The White Sands Incident, which I haven't read for many years. He did come across as fairly knowledgeable, in my memory. I read the book 20-plus years ago. So there is some, I think there's some jargon in there that might impress some people. But when you start hoaxing things and you start confabulating in all this, it doesn't matter who the hell you are and how much you know, you know, what sort of scientific background you have. You're just throwing all that away. Just on the strength of attempting to defraud people, attempting to pull the wool over their eyes. I mean, that trumps everything, pardon the pun. I haven't, Mr. Morrison's, poster just wasn't too long for me. I guess I've been, indoctrinated by the internet rule. I just don't have time to wade through point by point, comments about who said what and what they really think. I mean, I've just got so much going on. I just can't wade through some of it. I hate to say that. I do try to read as many of the posts that get up there and subjects that I'm interested in. I try to read as many as I can, but my eyes just glazed over. I just haven't been doing that good in the last week, so that's part of it. I haven't had the patience, I guess, but at some point I'll go through there and read it and see if there's some salient points that we should drill down on later.
It's a lot. I mean, he writes a message, and that message is several thousand words sometimes.
Yeah. I appreciate the effort, and I appreciate and I admire the diligence and stuff, but I just have to be in the right frame of mind to be able to dive through stuff like that, especially when it has to do with a subject I'm not really that interested in. I think the contactee subject is, it ticks me off. I mean, it's something that I've been battling against ever since I got involved in this field, and that is battling the yahoos. I'm so tired of people trying to create cults of personality around themselves, try to pull the wool over people's eyes, try to sell more books, try to put more butts in seats by coming up with BS scenarios. And, you might know a little bit of science, you might know a little bit of philosophy, but if you're a BS artist, I don't want to know you.
Hey, so let's talk to somebody who takes a noble approach.
Much preferable.
Definitely. His name is Stan Gordon. He's joining us next with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So I have to tell you, we're always delighted to have Stan Gordon on the Paracast because he has large collections of what could be only called weird stuff. And I'm not talking about the political spectrum now. We're not doing politics today. We're talking strictly about things in the sky, things that go bump in the night, weird creatures, everything like that. And what I'm seeing here, Stan Gordon, is that in your home state of Pennsylvania, which I love Pennsylvania, by the way. I had some of the happiest years of my life here. In Pennsylvania, you see I'm buttering them up here. In Pennsylvania, you seem to have a pretty good collection of stuff year after year. Even when people sort of think, well, maybe UFOs are passe. I'm telling you, I'm looking at all the cases you've got up there. It never stops.
Well, you're only seeing just a sample of the reports that come in. I mean, you know, I've been doing this now since 1959. I've been out in the field since 1965 investigating UFOs, Bigfoot, cryptids, and other phenomena. Surprising to your listeners, in all the years I've been doing this, so it's going to be 58 years this year, I have never seen a UFO or Bigfoot myself. Surprises a lot of people, interviewed thousands of witnesses, have seen and gathered a lot of really interesting physical evidence over the years, but I've never had my own personal encounter. And this phenomenon has been going on for a long, long time. I mean, going back to the Native Americans, to even there's newspaper accounts from the 1800s of Pennsylvania that talks about strange encounters. So the phenomenon has been ongoing here for many, many years.
Now, this is an interesting point here. In terms of the number of sightings, it's been pretty consistent based on the charts you've been posting.
Oh, yeah, it's unending. I mean, it's all year round, every year. I mean, there's been some very interesting cases already this year. Last year was very busy. Over the years, we've had periodic massive outbreaks, such as that famous 73-74 wave of UFOs and Bigfoot we can talk about. Those are very rare when those type of outbreaks occur. But the phenomena, it never ends. Even in recent years, we're getting some of those classic UFO reports. I call them the classic reports because what we used to hear about in the late 50s and 60s and 70s of large low-level objects seen at low level, sometimes near the ground or on the ground, where there was detail seen, not just lights in the sky.
So these are the classic cases, Stan, that we used to hear about in the 50s and 60s, and the feeling has been, well, we don't see the really close-up stuff anymore, but you're telling me now we do.
Oh, yeah, we get some. I mean, we're not having huge numbers, but we're getting some of those great reports. The whole problem is that people say, well, how come it's never in the news? Well, the reason is because the majority of witnesses that call here, and I'm sure most other outlets, is that they want no publicity. You know, I get calls here from people from all walks of life, from air traffic controllers, military and commercial pilots, state troopers, people from all walks of life who call in with reports. 99% of them want no publicity whatsoever. In fact, they're very reluctant to even call in. I mean, I deal with this almost every day with current and past reports. And the stranger the report is, the more unlikely they are to want any publicity. So a lot of people who have encounters with Bigfoot and other cryptids or close-range UFO encounters, they're very reluctant to publicly want to talk about it.
You think after all these years that UFOs have been in the public eye, that people talk about the things that have happened to them, you have the reality shows and everything, people, do you think, are more inclined than ever to be secretive about this or what?
No, I think more and more people are talking about it. I mean, I do a lot of presentations around the country, and I'm in contact with lots of people in the public on a regular basis. The interest is amazing. People are very interested in this phenomena. Still, many of the eyewitnesses, for various reasons, they know what they saw, even though in some cases it's hard for them to even believe what they saw, but they're reluctant still to talk about it, except sometimes their relatives or friends. It's still the situation with so many eyewitnesses out there.
So what is someone like you, who has been researching this, as you say, for close to six decades now, how do you draw people out, or can you?
I'm not sure exactly. You're talking about how can you tell who's credible and who isn't? Is that what you're
saying? No, how do you persuade someone who has seen something really weird to talk about it?
Well, no, I've been doing this for a long time. I mean, my hotline's been open since 1969, and it's out there, and it's amazing. I mean, I can say almost every day calls come in or emails come in concerning current and past reports, including today already. And it's ongoing. It never ends. But some people have waited months, weeks, many, many years before they'll even call in. I mean, I just sent an email from someone here a little bit ago who wants to talk to me about something that they're very reluctant to talk about. And I'm not even sure exactly what all the details are yet, but this is what I get from people. And once again, it seems as though the stranger the encounter, the more reluctant they are to go public, and they'll share it with me. Even some are reluctant to even tell me about it because they'll think that I'm thinking they're crazy. And I always let them say, look, I've been doing this for a long time. I'm very open-minded. You know, I'm more willing to listen to your story and discuss it with you. And so many of these people afterwards are so happy to find out that they're not alone, that quite often people in their area reported the same thing, or historically, other people around the country or in Pennsylvania have reported something similar with very similar details, and many of them said they were so thankful that they could finally talk to somebody about it because it made them feel so much better.
Yeah, I'd like to chime in here real quick, Stan, and absolutely agree 100% with your sort of observations about how people tend to be more reluctant to come forward based on the high strangeness of the case. The higher strange the case, the less likely it is to be reported, especially officially reported. But in our cases as investigators, you know, with a whole network of potential sighting sources, that people tend to be more reluctant, I think, to report the higher strange cases. And you know, I think your more and more mundane sightings, people feel more comfortable and don't feel as reticent or reluctant to come forward. I also notice that when people feel that they've been victimized, such as ranchers and cattle mutilations or people that have had a Bigfoot encounter that maybe was scary, let's say, or a haunting that that tended to be have the appearance of negativity, that also has a tendency to dissuade people from reporting their experiences.
Oh, I agree 100%. And in fact, as you know, and this phenomena, you know, I've said this many times in the past, the phenomena is so strange it protects itself. There's a lot more to Bigfoot and the cryptids and certain aspects of the UFO phenomena than many people want to get into or realize. It's much, much stranger. And I'm not so sure anybody has the answers for sure as to what we're dealing with. But, you know, sometimes this phenomena seems to focus on certain individuals or families or properties. And it goes on sometimes for days or weeks or months or longer. And a lot of those people, and I know of some of those ongoing cases right now, and they're very reluctant to tell people about the poltergeist activity, the strange lights, the screams, the footprints, the hairy Bigfoot they're seeing on the property. And I know you've had something like that somewhere out your way as well over the years.
We'll have more with Stan Gordon, UFO investigator, cryptid investigator from Pennsylvania, saying that 2016 was again very busy with sightings. More to come with Gina and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Just want to tell you a little bit about the best way to support the Paracast, and that is the Paracast Plus, where we offer the After the Paracast podcast, which is a special show, a wrap-up show, a show that features extended interviews, as we had, of course, with Paul Eno and, of course, with Ray Sanford. So it's always fascinating, and to be able to listen to that show, you have to be a member of the Paracast Plus. You get the commercial-free version of this show. And by the way, Paul Eno has donated a few copies of Behind the Paranormal to long-term subscribers for Paracast Plus. To learn how to get a copy, and the supplies are limited. I mean, it's just a handful we have here. Go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. We're talking to Stan Gordon here, exploring all these amazing encounters that people have been having in the state of Pennsylvania. We'll get into that in a moment. Now, the thing you point out here, which we have mentioned often, is that when you talk to people who have weird encounters like UFOs, there's something else going on also quite often. They've had other experiences. It's not just a lonely sighting. And one of the things we kind of rag on here on the Paracast, Stan, is the fact that some UFO investigators look at the UFO as an external event. All right, you're there, you see it, let's get the details and go on with our lives. And you're pointing out here that's not that easy, because it may be one of many things happening to an individual and possibly their families, right?
Yeah, there's variations in the type of reports come in. Some are just one being in the right place at the right time UFO observation or Bigfoot encounter. But in some cases, and I started to study this years and years ago, but unfortunately, you know, working full-time, having no funding, having multitudes of ongoing reports coming in across the state, running three volunteer groups for many, many years out of our own pockets, you couldn't do the studies I wanted to do. But I began years ago to look into the backgrounds of certain people who are having some of these encounters. And some of these people, even today, from 20, 30 years ago, I'm still in touch with. And it's been very interesting to see how the phenomena affected other generations of families. So some of these people originally started as young children having apparitions, ghost hauntings in their home. Later there was UFO activity. Some encountered Bigfoot. Other ones throughout their lives had other encounters. And then later children, the grandchildren had the experiences as well. I think, again, there's much more to this than any of us understand. A lot of these sightings are just sporadic where a person has one sighting. But there's a lot of odd activity going on with some of these reports. I mean, years ago, I remember there were some cases where there would be a group of people, and only certain people within that group were able to describe seeing this large flying object hovering nearby, and the others couldn't see it. I've speculated for years that whatever phenomena we're dealing with, and we may be dealing with more than one origin for a lot of these mysteries that are going on, that maybe certain people have certain abilities that they're able to have the experience or perceive certain activity other people can't, or the phenomena, whatever it is attracted to certain people. And it just makes it much more complex, and it's just an amazing mystery we're dealing with.
Well, should we then be doing 23andMe genetic testing on some of these people to see if there's a commonality in their genetic profiles?
Well, that might be interesting. From what I recall from years and years ago, I began to find certain things. One thing I remember finding was that certain individuals had a severe back or neck injury that was showing up in some of the cases more than normal. I think some of these people had unusually low blood pressure. There was just certain things that were showing up when I was talking to these people that I thought was kind of interesting, and that's from, oh my gosh, that's going back 34 years ago.
Oh, okay. You know what? That's the thing also that bothers me, too, in getting somewhere in the UFO field. How do we show other people, and certainly we've been talking about it here, Chris spent so many years in the Mysterious Valley following up all sorts of different cases. How do we persuade like a MUFON to look at this? Because that's not on their radar.
Well, you know, this is part of the problem. And, you know, you look into this and you see there's certain things. And so I've dealt mainly with the UFO and Bigfoot phenomena. Because after that massive wave in the early 70s, which we've talked about before, we can go back and go through some of the highlights of that time, some of the strangest events ever documented. There were well-documented cases, for example, with UFOs and Bigfoot seen together. And once again, I keep stressing, I'm not saying that Bigfoot is extraterrestrial. We don't know what these things are, but there were strong cases where UFOs and Bigfoot were seen together at the same time and place, and other phenomena sometimes involved in some of the situations. And once again, even with the UFOs, I've said for years there's more than one origin for the unknown category of UFOs. Could some be extraterrestrial? Possibly. Could these things, for lack of a better term, be interdimensional? Could they be time travelers, unknown natural phenomena? There's so many answers we don't have questions for. And what I came up across years ago, and I'm sure others in the field too, is that the UFO community does not want to associate UFOs with Bigfoot and vice versa. Those in the Bigfoot field who feel that these things are probably some type of unknown primate, which I thought for years and years, and I still keep an open mind to all possibilities, that they don't want to associate that with UFO sightings. The problem is, it's not just something that happens in Pennsylvania. These incidents, I'm aware of, happen all over the country in many parts of the world. There may well be a lot more to these cases than people know about, but what I found out years ago is that many researchers who had these cases or had experiences or knowledge of them, they were reluctant to publish their findings because they didn't want to be ridiculed by their fellow researchers, and a lot of witnesses were reluctant to talk about it. But I can tell you in more recent years, and I've had a great response to my Silent Invasion book, which talks about these cases, but I've had so many people now from both fields come to me and say, you know what you're talking about is beginning to make sense, especially involving Bigfoot. Because I've said for so many years, something just doesn't make any sense here. You've got how many Bigfoot sightings every year across the country and multitudes of Pennsylvania and other areas, and across the world something similar. And yet after all these years, We still have very little physical evidence. We have no bodies, which there's only common sense that by now, even though these things are rare compared to seeing other natural animals, they've been seen for so long, you would think by now that somebody would have found a dead one. I don't recommend shooting at them, but somebody would have shot one, and we had numerous cases in Pennsylvania where people shot at them and never brought one down, or people would hit one with a car, and we got some strange cases about that as well. And there's more to this than we understand. And when you look at some of the cases that I've personally investigated and the cases I know of throughout the country and around the world, some of those cases strongly suggest that Bigfoot may very well be something other than flesh and blood.
But how do you possibly prove it? That's always the rub.
And we may not be able to prove at this point. All you can do is gather the data, gather all this information, compare the information. Sometime in the future, I think, as we're looking at areas of science now, it's beginning to open up certain areas. I think as our technology advances, the instrumentation may well be able to perceive some of this phenomena around us, some of this energy. But right now, you know, you can only do what you can do. You can gather what physical evidence you can, gather all the data, do the comparisons, compare the data from around the country and around the world, and see where it leads us to. And, I mean, it's been the same with the UFO phenomena for years. I mean, we've got a lot of theories out there. There's a lot of great stories and information, but it's all theoretical. We just don't know for sure what we're dealing with.
Now, we're going to have to split for a piece of business in a moment, but let me start out with a question here. If I wanted to show to people interested in these subjects that there's more than one thing going on here, it's not just spaceships, there's more involvement, there's UFOs and this other phenomena going on, especially to specific families, could you give us one or two cases, recent ones, that show that a lot more is going on? We've got more to come with Stan Gordon and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features. And most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So the question on the table is, Stan Gordon, Pennsylvania investigator of all things anomalous, can you maybe recite a couple of example cases showing where it's more than just the flying saucers?
Yeah, and well, some of these actually can be historical. I'll give you one from actually last year with UFOs, because in some cases, even daylight sightings where people reported low-level solid objects, sometimes these things suddenly appear and disappear. They physically change form. Case last year, this would have been, I believe, October 16th. This is in Fayette County, Pennsylvania. This is a beautiful afternoon. This is an area that has a tremendous history of all kind of phenomena. Lots of Bigfoot reports, a lot of UFO reports, other phenomena. We'll probably talk more about Fayette County and the Chestnut Ridge. The Chestnut Ridge is a 100-mile-long mountain range that stretches from Preston County, West Virginia, through West Warren, Fayette, Indiana County in southwest PA. It is an area that year after year, there are many, many sightings on the ridge, along the border of the ridge, you know, within a short distance of the ridge, where people report all kind of phenomena year after year. But this particular event, that afternoon, it was a nice afternoon. Husband and wife were riding down Route 43 outside of Uniontown. As they told me, they're riding down this four-lane highway. There were cars well ahead of them, there were vehicles far behind them, but no vehicles right in the immediate area. So as they're riding down the road, ahead of them on the left side, above the treetops, they see what looks like some kind of a black misty smoke that begins to form into this very large black triangular object. And they watch as this triangular object forms, and that triangular object comes over into the two left southbound lanes of the highway, and then it continues to move in front of them down the road in the northbound lanes that they're traveling on. As they watch, the object suddenly begins to change from the rectangular object to the circular object. So it turns into a big circular object, begins to move back over into the two left lanes, where it begins to form back into the big rectangular shape, and suddenly right in front of it just vanishes from their eyes and disappears. So we hear reports like that. That's been going on for a long time. You know, some of those famous cases with Bigfoot, especially, geez, going back to 73, as you might recall, we had the biggest outbreak in history with UFO and Bigfoot sightings went on with UFOs throughout 1973, with hundreds and hundreds of UFO cases in Pennsylvania. Then we had that massive Bigfoot outbreak in the summer that went on for months into early 1974, first in southwestern Pennsylvania, then extending into other areas. Well, initially, with all the reports coming in, and back in those days, again, you got to remember, no cell phones, no internet, it was a different time period, I had always felt that Bigfoot was likely an unknown primate. Well, as these reports are coming in from widespread areas, many calls to the police departments, people reporting strange things concerning some of these reports. And even my teams of research people would get out to some of these locations within minutes to hours, and there will be trails of footprints that in some cases would just suddenly stop and disappear where there should have been more tracks. Just some of the oddities that showed up initially. I remember one fella contacted the local police down in Derry Township. Remember, I believe you said it was him and his wife that afternoon were riding down the road when this large, hairy Bigfoot creature ran out in front of his car. He came up to it, and actually he said he actually hit it with the car, and upon impact, it vanished and disappeared. And he actually went to the police and told them that story. Another thing that you rarely ever hear about with Bigfoot, but we had some amazing cases, is where a Bigfoot walks out in front of a car, and at that point, the car begins to malfunction and loses power. And when the creature continues to walk on, the power comes back on. It just goes on and on and on. But the one case of 74 that really stuck out and convinced me that there was more to Bigfoot than just a flesh and blood explanation was in February of 1974 up in the mountains of Fayette County up near Ohio Pyle. The brief part of the story is that a woman who lived in her cabin was sitting there watching TV. She heard a commotion on her little cabin porch where she had some pop cans laying around, and something was moving pop cans around. And there had been a pack of wild dogs coming through previously. She figured those dogs are back, so she thought, you know what, I'll grab my shotgun. I'll just fire over their head and scare the dogs away. So she loads one chamber, that shotgun. She goes over to the front porch, turns on the porch light, steps outside, and there's no dogs there, but just in front of her, just a couple feet, 2-3 feet away, here's this huge Bigfoot-type creature. And she never called it a Bigfoot. She said to me, she said, it looked like a great big hairy ape, but it had its arms straight up over its head, and she fires right into it with a shotgun and blasts the thing. And she said there was this bright, brilliant flash of light, like a flash on a camera, and it disappeared right in front of her.
It sounds to me like this is almost a projection. It's not a physical creature.
So anyhow, in some cases, there's some physical evidence left behind. In this case, now, the son-in-law and family heard it 100 feet away, the gunshot. He proceeded up the dirt road in the dark, and he said he was surrounded by 4 or 5 hairy people with eyes like coals of fire. At about the same time, there's this large object with numerous lights on hovering over the woods at the same time. So they were pretty scared, and they called the state police. And the state police and other authorities came to the scene. I couldn't get up until early the next morning. And I talked to the primary investigator, and he said something very weird happened on that farm. He said, I don't know what it was, but by the time we got there and found the place, everything was gone. But how the animals reacted was something that really stood out. That is something that I have seen, and it's very common to a lot of these reports. Various type of animals, from horses to cattle to other domestic animals, primarily the dogs. And even the most vicious dogs, when they're close to these creatures, they won't bark, they cower, they cry, they shake, they hide. Sometimes they won't even eat right properly. Chris, have you not had cases like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've heard of many cases similar. In fact, we had someone on recently that talked about that, about a dog, a very vicious dog, that a guard dog that acted like a little puppy and was just peeing on itself. It was so scared. And oftentimes you'll have dogs will go hide is one thing that I tend to, it kind of sticks in my mind, that the animals will actually physically go hide under a porch or go hide in some spot to be away from the encounter. Which is, obviously out of character most of the times, especially on ranches where you have ranch dogs that are pretty aggressive and fairly well trained to protect the livestock and the property.
And that's very, very common. Yeah, I hear that many, many times over the years. And there are so many oddities. I mean, you talk about, and you know, over the years with Bigfoot, you know, in some cases with the creature, and these are things a lot of people don't hear about or would rather not acknowledge they could exist. But, you know, if you only had one report, it'd be different. But when you have so many reports from widespread areas, from different credible witnesses who really don't want anybody to know about it, you realize something is going on. And with some of these cases, for example, the one case up in Cambria County years ago, these two guys are coming down the road late at night. Here's this huge Bigfoot standing right in the middle of the road. They got a great look at this thing. It took off across the road, went up the embankment. And, you know, I remember one witness saying to me, he said, it was so unusual. I'm looking at this huge creature. The top part of the body was completely normal, but the lower part of the body was out of focus. He said it was just not clear.
Well, that's bizarre. I've never heard that description.
Yeah, sometimes they have like a mist around it. And in some cases we've had, there wasn't a complete body. I mean, the cases we had up around Jamonville back in 73 where people were seeing these things by the big stones up there, and there was only certain parts of the body that they were able to see at times. And sometimes you have reports of these things on one side of a witness, and almost instantaneously it disappears and appears on the other side of them. But some cases suggest that there's something physical there, because sometimes we have physical evidence at the scene, footprints or other evidence, that suggests that these things are physically solid at times, but other times they're not. And when you hear these cases of people shooting at them, and they disappear, not sometimes in a flash of light, and I know there are other cases around the country where this has happened, or I remember one case where a fellow saw one on his property and shot at the thing, and right in front of him it disappeared. He could hear it continue to run, but he couldn't see it. And, I mean, this is just weird, weird things that are going on out there.
We got so much more to come, and Chris has some responses to the reports from Stan in our next segment. Stan Gorton, Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.